Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to PSA Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you on this joyous occasion.
We took some punishment for this one. This one hurt, guys.
This one was very painful.
It was an extra painful edition.
Excruciating.
So we're going to take the hit. Hopefully you guys have never seen this movie. And if you have, you're going to need this because, whoa.
Yeah.
You'll never get that time back.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining us. If this is your first week or if this is, you know, your however manyth week.
Manyth, I like that.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming back and hanging out with us. Watching romantic comedies is fun. We get to make fun of them, so it's great.
It's torturous, yeah. And we're going to share that with you.
Yeah, if this is your first week, last week was Blast from the Past, and this week is Burlesque.
Yeah, we paid for last week. Basically, last week we watched a movie that we don't hate.
Yeah, we liked last week's movie. There's just some kind of design flaws in there.
This movie, we're paying for it in spades with this movie. It's hurt time.
You can't just always do movies that you like. You have to watch every movie.
This is extra pain. This was great.
Burlesque.
Go ahead.
2010.
Which is shocking, first of all, because it's got Christina Aguilera in it, and I'm like, wasn't she popular in like 2000, 99?
Who cares?
2000. That would have been like if they made Cool as Ice, the Vanilla Ice movie, in like 2001. They were like, yeah, we realize he's not real hot anymore, but you know what? He's still around.
Know his name. 1 hour and 59 minutes, which is very punishing. I think we've discussed this before, James, that we think that 90 minutes is an acceptable length of time for romantic comedies.
This movie could have been a music video. That's the thing. This movie feels like a music video, and it could have been you could have chopped this down into 4 minutes of one song and a few scenes, and we would have got it. It's fine.
Respectfully disagree. Starring Cher and Christina Aguilera. The IMDb description. A small town girl ventures to Los Angeles and finds her place in a neo-burlesque club run by a former dancer.
That happened.
I don't know. Okay, so James and I actually just learned like kind of what burlesque was because we kind of thought it was just like classy stripping, but we didn't realize that there's exotic comedy in it.
It's nothing. It serves no one.
But
that's the thing I don't get.
Isn't burlesque like already pretty neo? So what is so neo about it?
No, I think because burlesque is like old timey. It's like 30s, 40s. You picture burlesque. Like before there was strip clubs, they had burlesque and men would pay. And it was like respectable for women to go there
but, like,
too because no one was nude.
How was that neo burlesque? Because that's kind of like new.
Because it's just new now. Because no one did burlesque for the last 30 years because it's stupid.
All I'm going to say is I'm not surprised that they are having money problems.
I can't imagine who goes to this club. I'm sorry. Continue. We'll get into all that. I could just go on forever about that shit.
The taglines. Somebody needed granite countertops.
That's what it should be. Somebody had like some, it was behind on their child support or back taxes or something.
This was clearly to scratch somebody else's back for a different favor. There was something good that came out of this, but this was not it. No, the taglines were, it takes a legend to make a star.
Okay.
Which, by the way, like Cher did not help Christina Aguilera.
Cher was a legend
at
what? She owned a crappy club at the end of the Sunset Strip. Like, what kind of legend is she? I don't understand it.
Or the other one is in a city of dreams beyond your imagination, there exists a magical world that comes to life.
And that's what, Harry Potter? I believe that's the tagline for Harry Potter? No, it's this movie.
So that's where the theory that I have that this is essentially Pinocchio.
Yeah. No, this movie's an acid trip, is what this movie is.
Stanley Tucci is Geppetto.
Poor Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci, the second he came on screen, I said, oh, he fucked up his taxes a couple of times. That's literally what I was thinking in my head. Like, oh, no, he has to do this.
Anyway, the fun fact is, surprisingly, this is Cher's first musical film. And the other fun fact is that today I learned that Moonstruck was not a musical film.
I was going to dwell on a second. I was going to say, she sang in Moonstruck. She sang in Moonstruck. Yeah. She sang in Mermaids.
Yeah.
She sang in Mermaids with fucking next to
She's
Winona
always
Ryder.
Singing. She's got those conditional solos.
She sings in every movie. She sang the same amount of songs in this movie. Yeah. I don't understand. All right, well, whatever.
Okay, so we got to get through this, James, because this was... at one point, we looked... at the clock, and it had only been 8 minutes.
Oh, God. I said, no.
And then we looked again after what felt like 15, and it was only 2 minutes.
And I was like, this is can't happen. I don't know what we're going to do. This is not going to, we're never going to get through this.
So it
was bad, man.
It starts out, okay, Christina works at this bar in the middle of nowhere, okay? It's called Dwight's Bar.
And it starts what feels like the middle of the movie.
Yeah, he said, is this the beginning? And I was like, yeah.
I thought you hit the scroller there on the remote on the Apple TV and went to like 26 minutes in, because that's what it felt like. I'm like, did I miss something? I feel like there's a whole backstory I don't know anything about here.
So this restaurant seems to be very empty. It looks like a tornado is about to roll in or has just rolled in.
It's like the 60s. They made tons of movies in the 60s that started out with some young teenage girl working at some truck stop with like a tumbleweed rolling by and some shit. Like, it's so weird.
So this place is called Dwight's Bar. Okay, it's in the middle of nowhere. Iowa. But it doesn't say that in the beginning.
No,
but
like, she's,
to you, it's just, she's from Iowa. So Dwight laid what seems like a hot deuce, because you hear the toilet flush and he's coming out, and
that's
the owner. He doesn't seem to pay his employees.
No. He pays them.
Christina Aguilera is lamenting that, like, you know, I need to get my paycheck. But anyway, so...
he says at the end of the month, and she said, you still didn't pay us for last month. So she's working 2 months for free in this diner.
He doesn't seem to pay his employees, but he will be back for the dinner shift.
Oh, he'll be back. Don't you worry, everybody.
Christina takes cash from the cash register and tells her coworker, you know, here, pay for your... kid's bike and...
Yeah. There's a Mystery Science Theater movie that starts the same way, like some crappy 60s movies where she steals the money out of the register. It's the same thing.
So she's such a good, like, little small town girl. Yeah. She's like, I'm only taking what he owes me. You go get this for your bike. You're late to picking him up from school, by the way. You're 20 years older than I am. And, you know,
that lady was way too old to have a tiny child, I thought, too.
And also,
like,
way too old to have Christina Aguilera be like, momming her.
I didn't know. They seemed like they were supposed to be like you know, on the same
siblings
level, like,
something.
Oh, where they went to high school together or something. But the one was like 58 years old, and then Christina Aguilera is 16. I don't know what's going on here.
So anyway, we have no evidence really that Dwight is so abusive as a boss, but we just know that he doesn't pay them.
Yeah, they go
so,
without.
So, you know, whatever. They go without, which is not right, Dwight. And, you know, I'm not here for it.
It feels like a music video.
Feel very music video.
It feels like she's like, take this and I'm going to get on out of this dusty town. And like, the one girl's going to walk out, and the second she flips the sign from open to closed, there's going to be like a musical beat. And, and then they're going to cut to her going, some horse shit fucking.
Wow. Did we get Christina Aguilera here, you guys?
Every song she sings, that's all I hear. It's everything. I'm like, all right, shut the fuck up already. Shut up.
That's right, you guys. During this quarantine, we were able to get Christina Aguilera down here. We are social distancing from her currently.
Oh, I can't take this.
All right. So anyway, Christina tells her coworker to go home. And basically, she wants this so that she can sing. She can put some money in the jukebox, which really sucks that she has to use her own
still
money.
Has to,
But she did just get 50 cents in tips. So it was $16.50, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she must like really count on making at least some quarters. So that
she needs jukebox money at the end of her shift. That's the problem.
She sings that one.
I don't fucking know what they are. She sings a lot of bad songs in this movie.
Oh, sometimes. Again, we got Christina Aguilera here.
I don't know what that is, honestly.
Then there's a packing montage, which is beautiful, because there's a lot of montages here when they just don't want to do anything.
And she's got money stashed all over her apartment. in Iowa, and she keeps her money in the toilet bowl, in the tank of the toilet bowl in a plastic bag, like you do if you lived in a crack house and you were trying to hide it from people. She lives in Iowa somewhere.
Yeah, she's probably got...
Everything's hidden, yet later on, don't want to spoil anything, but later on she'll move to L.A. and be ransacked. Her apartment will be robbed and everything, but her money wasn't in the toilet then.
No, not in the toilet.
Once you're in a shit neighborhood in L.A., you just leave it right out on the, right on your nightstand. But when you're in Iowa, you hide it in the toilet because everyone knows they know where to find the money in Iowa.
As we're doing this packing montage, though, all I'm thinking about is that these people are about 8 years too late because we've already done Crossroads with Britney Spears, and we already have Coyote Ugly as a movie, which is basically this burlesque is if Crossroads, Coyote Ugly, and Showgirls
and
had
glitter.
A baby.
And Glitter.
And Glitter, yes. And Glitter all had a baby and... birthed it on a granite countertop. It was really bad.
It's not in a granite countertop. This is in at the prom in a high school janitor bathroom. Not even like just the one for the janitor. You know what I mean? That he keeps for himself. It's in there. You got the key somehow. You decide to have the baby in there and just leave it in a bucket. That's what this movie is. It's the left behind. It's your left behind prom fetus bucket baby. That's this fucking movie. And it's been perpetrated on all of us.
I don't like that.
That's what happened. I don't like it either, but it's what happened.
Okay, stop it. Okay.
What do you want from me? That's what happened.
We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she takes a bus or a train or some shit. I don't fucking remember. A flight. She takes a one-way flight.
Oh, I'm surprised at that because the rest of the stuff that she does in this movie, the way that she operates, it's like it's 1946.
Yeah, everything is like,
so I'm surprised at which transportation she took. Okay.
She goes to the airport. She says, "Well, how much for a ticket to LA?" And the guy goes, "One way or round trip?" She goes, "Are you kidding me? Like, fucking think I'm coming back here?" Like, this poor guy's like, "I have to live here. I work here every day. Thanks." Jesus.
It's not that obvious, Christina Aguilera. Thank you.
By the way, she has a glow on her head the entire movie.
Yeah, that's highlighter.
No. Oh, there's a light on her face, shining on the top of her fucking head like someone, like there's a boom mic and off the boom mic they hung just a 2K, just a big light, just a glow.
Yeah.
Make her, everywhere she goes, it could be raining out or cloudy, there's a glow on her head.
She's very angelic.
It's seriously weird. It's like somebody put her on a shelf with a light on her. It's strange.
So at this moment, you can only assume that she's wanting to be a singer in Los Angeles, okay? But she's carrying around a newspaper.
Yeah.
It's 2010.
2010, crossing things off.
Craigslist for sure.
Not even looking at her phone.
Yeah, there's cell phones. Like,
None of that technology exists in this movie, by the way. Nothing.
I get it that she's from Iowa, but she would still have a cell phone.
No one's ever on their phone in this movie. It's
how does Dwight call her to come into
that's
work?
The thing. It's 2010, but it's like technology.
Can't pay you this month.
No. The only person I see using modern technology is the bartender / roommate / love interest guy when he breaks up with his fiance. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
he's talking
stop
on a cell phone.
Spoiling the movie.
Oh, God
oh,
forbid.
Oh, everybody. Okay,
oh, this
that's
plot
what the
shit.
Movie was. Bye.
This plot
have
is
a good
shit.
Night.
The
Jeez.
Plot doesn't matter. It's shit. It doesn't matter what happens.
And also, she's walking around with those heels on, which just looks really painful. But
all around L.A., which everyone does. They walk around
but
L.A.
But she's walking around all is. Around L.A., and she's very intrigued by this underground bar because of this dancer on top. Again, like it's 1946. Like she's like, it's so risque to see this girl in lingerie. It's like, no.
If you're walking around L.A. and you see a place like that, they make snuff films in there. Don't go in there. That's now you can't do that now. Maybe in the 40s it was like, hey, I'll go in there and see what's happening. See, maybe the fleet's in and the guy,
but
there's
then,
some fellas.
Okay, but then the it's also happening. Still 1946 because she goes downstairs and she sees, what's that guy, Alan Cummings? They sees Alan Cummings
oh
and he's
God.
Just like sitting there and he says,
at the entrance.
We may not have windows, but we have the best views on the Sunset Strip. And I'm like, this isn't an illegal strip club. You seem to have a liquor
it's
license.
It's like a speakeasy. And he looks like Pee Wee Herman if he was in a Clockwork Orange. That's how they fucking dress him. And I'm like, what is going on? Why is Alan Cummings? Then I'm like, okay, at least Alan Cummings is in this. And then he's got like one line for the rest of the whole movie. And he sings a shit song. Like, don't use him. You have like two people with talent. And they, you know, they use Stanley Tucci, but Alan Cummings. let's just let him
he
sit there.
He says we may not have windows, but we have the best views in town. Like, it's an illegal place and you're not allowed to be there. And, like, this is her first time seeing people.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, look away. You might see boobs in a bra. Who cares?
And then she asks about the girls up there, and he says the only girls in there are the shot girl. So I thought they're drag queens.
Yeah.
I thought it was a drag club. That was my assumption. And then it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I had no idea.
And let's get the burlesque thing out of the way right now, because we've talked about what the shit. Who is this for? We got to talk about two different things, okay? In the world of this movie,
you guys, it's mania over here.
It's crazy. I have no idea.
It's burlesque mania, brother.
Oh, you know it. I'm gonna drop the leg on burlesque tonight. Okay, in the world of this movie.
Okay,
who is this club for?
I don't know. It seems to be for everyone.
It's couples.
But
it's
no
like
one,
upscale
because apparently
people.
Nobody goes there.
But who? So I mean, who would go to a club where they don't? It's not, they're scantily clad women, but they're not naked. So it's not a strip club. So guys who want to see nude women, that's not where they're going. Okay,
right.
We get that. It's not drag,
no.
Which is usually what you see in a bawdy show like that.
And it's
drag.
Also
so there's
not,
a certain attraction
it's
there.
It's also not Jesse Spano in Showgirls.
No. And they're not actually.
That's like
hoary. They're really
well, no,
want to go
like
hard.
An intense,
it's like intentionally, like, yeah I'm going to be like fucking. Ugh.
But they have.
Oh,
like,
you mean like the showgirl part of it, not the her in the pool part of it.
No.
That's
no,
what
no,
I meant.
I don't mean the pool part.
Okay. I thought she was like trying to be like, I'm going to be a, you know.
No. She looked like a weird.
Yeah. I wasn't judging her.
Inflatable dolphin. Okay.
Yeah.
No, in like Showgirls, they have production. Like the dancing is the important part.
Yeah.
And like, it just kind of seems like that was like in Showgirls, it's like there's a theme. There's like, it's like ballet, but like with nudité.
Yeah, here there's no nudity. There's no, that's what I mean. It's not drag. So it's not like people would want to see that. It's women just in like sort of like in lingerie-ish sort of shit. Like in like bra and panties, lip syncing this shit. It's like dance-y-oke. It's like not, it's like reverse karaoke.
Yeah, I was very confused because I thought that burlesque, I didn't know that it had a comedy element to it, and I'm happy with
that's
it.
That's the other thing I don't understand.
I didn't understand that, and I looked it up, and I was like, "Well, I'll be darned."
It makes no sense. It's like a dry fruit. It's like, well, why would I want that? Like not a dried, like a dried fruit, but like it's like if you got a fruit and bit into it, and it was like sawdust, you'd be like, "Well, that's not how fruit's supposed to be."
Like those peaches we got.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay,
I don't get. And then in the outer thing, that's in the world of the movie of that burlesque, because I'm sure that exists. I don't know who goes there. Like I said, I can see
but
maybe
nobody
in the 40s.
Does because nobody went to the Showgirls show in fucking in Vegas and Showgirls.
Like in the 30s, before there was, you know, like a lot of strip clubs and shit like that, I could see like that was a way for a man to be able to go see a woman in her underwear, but take his wife with him because there was like a little comedy to it. So it's like, see, it's not dirty. It's like an entertainment thing. And we all just say that that's fine. But nowadays, it's for nobody. But then in the bigger picture, in the actual movie itself, in our world, that movie, who the fuck is this movie for?
Yeah.
Who is this movie for?
It's for everyone.
No, it's for no one. Who is it for?
Everyone. It was for you and for me.
It doesn't seem like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. Is it for like older ladies who like Broadway? Is it for like,
I don't know. Cause it
I don't
didn't,
know who it's
I just
for.
felt like Chicago, but that was like a period piece, right? So that was like taking place back in, you know, whatever. But Chicago
that
had the humor and it had the singing.
That
and
was
it
fucking
had,
terrible, but it was.
How dare you?
I get what it was because it was a period thing. This is supposed to be now.
I'm only laughing because it was a period thing.
Watch this. Poop. She's so easy. See, this is why we're married. I can always make her laugh. It's so easy.
How many dancers work at this place? Okay, because they have
dancers,
an overhead.
Workers.
Yeah, they have such
costume
overhead
people.
Here.
It's like less people work for an NFL football team on Sunday than work at this place.
Very convenient for Christina Aguilera, okay? She's just walking around the streets of LA and she happens upon this underground bar that has the best views on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
And here comes Cher. And she is singing an expository song about "Welcome to Burlesque." Yeah. We also got Cher here, everybody.
I actually wrote, by the way, while she's singing. This is exactly what I wrote.
Oh, this
in my
is
notes.
When we were 8 minutes in.
Seriously, Cher, no, fuck my life. I seriously have better things to do than this. This is sad. That's
no,
what I wrote.
It's not.
And then I figured out too that, like, you know, I've always been straight. I'm a straight guy. Yeah. I've always been never. It's just never come up anything else. Never had any other inclinations. That's fine. But for some reason, every time I've seen Cher, I don't like girls for at least 48 hours in my entire life.
That's
it makes me uncomfortable. There's something about her I don't care for. And that's forever.
I have had plenty of dance parties to that Believe album.
Oh, God, Jesus, that's the worst.
It's so good.
That's so bad.
I'll have one. I'll do it the next time I'm cooking.
My penis needs Cher recovery time before I can go back into functioning.
Okay,
mode.
Shut up. I got confused because I thought
the worst.
I thought that Julianne Hough or Hugh, I've never heard her name said out loud, so
I don't know.
Have mercy on me, oh Lord.
Doesn't matter.
I thought that she was Christina, and I thought we were about to have like a two Christina situation.
Oh, like a flash dance situation.
Like a parent trap where we have like two.
Oh!
I was like, oh, a twin.
Oh, you mean actually, I thought you meant they were going to switch her out.
And that's why she gravitates towards the burlesque club, because her long lost twin is down there.
That would be a story.
Yeah,
now, if that
there was
the movie,
no story otherwise.
This fucking movie has, we should say, the plot of the movie. There's loose sort of a romantic plot that kind of comes together, but that's sort of like the Q story. It's not even the B story.
It's really a Q story.
It's just barely like, oh yeah, we have to wrap that up too at the end. So let's make them.
This
okay,
was.
Good. The
this
whole story is
a soundtrack.
It's basically like Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo. Like they're trying to save the community center.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing is Cher is going to have her. We didn't even get into the plot. Cher is going to have this stupid club foreclosed upon her.
But it doesn't seem like it because she's never cutting the budget.
No,
she's never like we're
no.
not. We're
she's
on
getting
a scale.
Final notices every other day. And she's like, I'll up the ticket prices.
We're going to. She owes
we're running hundreds
out of thousands. Skeleton crew, guys.
She keeps saying at the end of the month she has this big balloon payment.
She's a woman for the worker.
Oh, you know it. That's the thing. I refuse to cut back. She has a big balloon payment due at the end of the month, and if she doesn't give it right then, she defaults on the loan and it's over. She loses the club at the end of the month. But over the course of this movie, one girl is having morning sickness from just being pregnant, gets fully pregnant, has the baby, gets married, gets back into shape, and is back in the show before the end of the month where the club defaults. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, we don't know how much time has lapsed.
It's at least a year.
It feels like 36 days.
It has to be. It's a month. I don't understand this movie.
But in order for that one character to go through her whole, you know, thing, it's at least 18 months.
It's like it defies time and logic. It makes no sense. Yeah. And then there's a guy who's been a member since 91, he says there.
Yeah.
The Marcus guy.
That looks like Sergeant Styx.
Looks like Styx from Live PD.
I was like, oh.
He looks like if Styx and William Peterson got together, they'd have this guy. And so this guy is like some big investment guy.
No, hold on. You're taking over here, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to just get the plot out quick so we can then make fun of it.
I got a good joke here.
You're right. Sorry, you know what?
And you're really harshing my vibe.
Flow, man.
Thank
flow.
You.
Flow says to flow because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. This movie, it's gotten me off my whole thing. I can't take it.
You've forgotten about rules.
I can't do it, man.
All right, man. Here we go. So we meet a bartender, all right? And it's the bad vampire from Twilight, okay? But he looks
is
like...
He?
Yeah, he's the... In the first Twilight movie, he's the James guy who's like...
Oh,
all
shit.
Like,
I don't remember.
He has like the leather jacket with no shirt on underneath.
They're all dressed like Clockwork Orange. That's the thing
anyway,
I don't understand.
Everybody. I just wrote down that he looks like he just left a Fall Out Boy edition and got rejected but decided that this was his look.
That's really
I'm going
perfect.
Vest. I'm going bowler hat. I'm going guy liner. This
bowler
is me
hat,
now.
Vest. Mm-hmm. There it is. Yeah, he put it on. He was like, oh, wait. Give me my vest.
This is it. Yes.
Give me my vest. And he was just like, come on. He couldn't get away from the mirror.
And then he's buttoning it so tenderly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. It right there.
So now all of a sudden, Christina has decided that she wants to be a burlesque dancer. And now I do not know that this is Julianne Hough or Hugh or Huff Hugh or whatever the hell her name is. I still am under the guise that this will be a twin movie.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know what this is about so far.
So she wants to be a burlesque dancer, and Fall Out Boy tells her, you have to talk to Tess, which I think
who is Cher.
Is Cher.
That's
yes.
Cher. I know that.
So we have Stanley Tucci. And apparently, so some girl lost her contact on stage, but Cher's just like, cool, tough it out, look for him, but make it sexy.
Yeah, make it...
Like, you know, put this down, like, blah, 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 you can look for it.
Like,
it's
you can dance over and pick it up, like when Bobby Brown dropped his crack in the MTV Music Awards
back
in the day.
Exactly.
And he, like, danced over and, like, picked it up real quick. Yep. One of those.
Cher's ex-husband is her business partner. And are always fighting.
That always works out.
Yeah, always works out. Well, they were married, obviously, and then this was their business, and it probably broke them apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. And it's her dream, because she used to be a dancer, but, like, I don't ever... I don't feel the pain of that.
Of what?
It's not
her?
Birdcagey. Birdcage is like, a great movie.
No, Birdcage is fantastic, but it's got that kind of wannabe almost.
Yeah.
They don't really say, that's the other thing too. Cher's the only one who sings in the club.
Yeah.
Until Christina Aguilera later on. But
obviously.
Cher's the only one who sings. And
James is just spoiling this entire movie.
It's such a piece of shit. I don't even care.
How dare you?
But they never say like whether Cher, they don't make it like, oh, Cher used to be a star or... Has Cher just worked here for 40 years?
They don't do like a montage or called? A shot where like an expository shot where they're like showing you all these newspaper clippings.
Like slap a gold record up on Cher's
Cher when she's younger. Like I can turn back time or whatever, because that's the kind of
or like Cher a big picture of her like in like the disco era, like singing with a club or like Studio 54.
Yeah,
so they don't have any of that. It's just weird.
So
and they have that footage of actually Cher doing shit like that.
I know.
So they
or they have pictures
it.
Of her in front of Sessa.
That's
could
what
really
I mean.
They be,
could, that could have been so easy to do. It's just ridiculous.
Not I'm trying sorry. To rewrite that's... your movie, guys, but also I will be rewriting Burlesque. And I will
Christ.
Be casting it and
I'll be rewriting it by setting it on fire.
Think,
going there,
think,
fixed it.
I think I'm going to cast Frankie as Christina Aguilera.
Oh, Frankie would do a great... Our dog, Frankie, the crime and sports dog, I think would do a fantastic job at it. I really
and,
do.
Benny can be Fall Out Boy.
He could do it. He could pull
or,
it
off. Or no, do you think Stanley Tucci? Because
Benny
be has
Tucci.
That good dry delivery.
He does. He's he's real.
Anyway.
He's sharp like that.
So Christina Aguilera finds Cher and she's like, hi, I would like to be a burlesque dancer. And she's like, well, where have you danced? And I love that she's like, oh, like I just dance every about, you know, I can move. And I was like, what a pitch.
Yeah, I can move. Oh.
I can bust some moves. I can kind of do it.
Wow. How soon can we get you up there? Jesus. When can you start?
The
sister?
Star of the show is Nikki, a.k.a. Christina Bell.
No,
why did I say Christina Bell? Kristen Bell. I'd almost rather it be Gina Gershon just because...
They're totally trying to make her be Gina Gershon in a weird
But no
way.
One can be Gina Gershon.
No. Plus, this movie's like oddly... After school, specially almost, so like nothing actually mean ever happens.
Yeah.
Like it's
and like they're mad at Kristen Bell because she's an alcoholic, and I'm like, oh, get back to me.
And
like,
she's not even really that drunk.
She just she's not. She still operates, so she's doing good. She's dancing. She just might be a little bit late, which who cares?
It's so weird that I've said it before earlier. There's a Mystery Science Theater movie that this is the exact movie.
Yeah.
They've literally it's almost scene for scene. There's an exact thing with the chick who the rich guy likes, and then he likes. The Christina Aguilera one because she's a drunk and a pill addict and all that shit. It's the same exact movie. It's just weird.
Christina Aguilera wants to be the dancer, but she will settle for being a cocktail waitress because she's a worker. She's fine. She'll pick up a tray and she'll...
They didn't even hire her.
Bus table. No, she just picked up a tray.
She just started working.
That's great, right?
She's
so
like,
that's good. No one had to give her any Pirin pills or anything. All right? So
show
an
initiative.
It's great. She's good. And then that's the other thing, like Kristen Bell was late to her own first number, so they sent somebody out in her place.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
pissed.
Just like, you know, Kristen Bell really needs an Agador.
A what?
An Agador Spartacus from Birdcage.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she needs
I missed
a Hank.
That totally.
She needs a Hank Azaria.
She definitely needs that,
It just reminded me of Starlina when she... What are you giving her pills for? I scratch off the AS. They're Purin tablets.
Why are all the girls are like backstabby and jealous too? Like the Kristen Bell character and all
well,
that.
Well, yeah, like, she's. They're
who
like
cares?
They're like real mean to each other.
It doesn't matter.
Weird.
Where do you? What is going on? You
and why
know what
did
you're
Christina
doing.
Aguilera have such attitude with her when all she like? Okay. Kristen Bell didn't like push her over and like, you know, tell her like, hey, can you pick up my garbage or anything like that?
No,
she assumed that she was a waitress. So like, that's fair. And that's not a bad thing to be a waitress.
No.
Christina, like, you know, you were a waitress in Iowa.
Hustle, make those tips.
So, yeah, hustle. You can do it. Being a waitress is, yeah, you can make some pretty great coin doing that.
I was a waitress for years.
Yeah, James was a great waitress.
I was. I look good in a skirt.
For some reason, he's got legs for days. Okay. For some reason, Christina Aguilera is like offended because Kristen Bell thought she was a waitress.
Oh, she gave her a look
so
like,
she's
oh,
like,
fuck
fucking,
you, bitch.
She's like, just like mad rude to her all the time. I'm like, that's not Midwestern.
She called her, what did she call her?
She said called, she looked like a dude.
She said, yeah, she said she looked like a
she's
dude.
She said, you're so beautiful, you'd never be able to tell. And then she's like, tell what? And she's like, that you're a dude. I'm like,
yeah,
what's the attitude?
Like, damn. That was, yeah, cold
I'm,
like,
I'm sorry she thought you were a waitress. Like, who
first
cares?
Of all, and second of all, are we going to, I think it's time for Christina Aguilera should be canceled now. That joke is, that's 2020. That doesn't fly, mister. Sorry about that.
Mister.
You couldn't make that joke. She makes that joke right now. Christina Aguilera is never going to be on any of these singing shows or anything ever again.
Yeah, now she's
gone.
Gone from The Voice.
That's
is she
it.
On The Voice?
I'm going to hold that. No one's ever seen Burlesque. That's why that no one cares.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure no one's ever seen it. We're the first to ever see it. It's like in a time capsule. So I'm going to take that and make sure. And if she ever pisses me off, I have this clip of you being very transphobic. And I'm going to put it out there. Take that, Christina Aguilera. You watch your ass, miss.
So now we meet Sergeant Sticks, and he wants to buy the club. And it's so gross because he's like, when I see something that I like, that I have to have it. Gross.
Yeah, he's the typical. Every single movie we've done has that guy.
Yeah.
When I must have something, whether it's a piece of art or a woman.
So Cher's ex-husband wants to have a partnership with Sergeant Sticks. So he's like, let's have a partnership, like, you know, because we need to make money to make this balloon payment. And And you know, Cher's just being the most difficult about it.
It's a bad deal, too.
And, yeah, it does seem like a very bad deal.
She looks at the deal. It's not a partnership. No. He owns it all, and he can do whatever he wants.
Yes.
So she's like, hey, yo, I don't think so. I'm Cher.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here. Yeah.
So Christina,
I was in Mask. My son is a monster. It's fine. I could run this bitch. I can make that balloon payment.
So Christina Aguilera, not only does she...
I'll charge two bits of gander for fucking Mask over here. I'll put it together by the end.
James has seriously lost it, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay.
Sorry. This movie broke my fucking brain, man. I can't take it.
Christina Aguilera takes a lot of license in this place. She's just like, I'll pick up a tray and I'll just wait tables. And then she's like, hi, I know that this is not appropriate and I don't really work here, but you should have some of the gals sing.
Yeah, she like bursts in while they're like in a meeting and she's like, hey, I know you don't even
know how you should run your business.
But shouldn't you change the entire fucking way you run your business? Like,
it's a lot of moxie, which again, that's why this movie is set in 1946, because she's got tons of moxie.
She should be saying like,
hey,
yeah, see?
They should be singing the songs.
I'm trying to get a job at the paper, see? And I'm going to be an investigative reporter.
So,
crack the big story.
Cher says that people only want to watch the girls dance and listen to the great singers sing, which is not true, because
everyone
we all want to listen to anybody who's talented.
That's why people go to karaoke, because they want to hear talented people sing. No,
they're like, oh, we're only listening to the greats, singing the greats.
Perfect.
Oh, is that guy doing Bob Seger again? Rad. Anyway, so I think somebody broke into Christina's apartment. Okay, but then again, how much time has lapsed? Because how did she get all that stuff? Where is it from?
Well, she was
how
settled in already.
There? I didn't see any fucking montage. There was
she
no,
had
like,
knickknacks on her dresser.
There was
she'd
no,
been there
like,
for a long time.
Pictures of her like in that apartment with a bunch of boxes, so that I can sort of believe
unpacked.
That maybe she unpacked and like whatever.
Ready to go.
Anyway. I just wanted a moving montage. That's all I wanted in my life. But the
hey, look at me. I live in my own place now. Isn't this exciting? That never happens.
So her apartment that she somehow magically moved into got broken into, and she magically knows where Fall Out Boy lives. So she goes over to his apartment with like a couple of suitcases.
That's the thing. She her
$3. Two bags. One me.
Her old apartment never mentioned again.
No, never,
just
never.
Gone. It was broken into.
It was broken into. So it's not so hers it's anymore. Don't, Mama, don't want that.
You don't get an extra deadbolt now.
No, you don't just, like call your landlord.
Call that, bartender guy and go, can you help me put a deadbolt in? My house got broken into. That's what you do. You don't. You're not just like, I don't have a home now. It's no. You got robbed. People get robbed.
Yeah.
You're
well,
you live in a shit neighborhood in L.A.
She goes in there and she's like, it doesn't smell like me anymore. Mama don't want this.
That's it. Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, so he lets her stay over at her apartment, and then he at his apartment, and he's like, "Oh, do you need to use the phone?" And it's like, "Okay, it's 2010. She probably has her own phone."
And he even says, "Long distance, whatever you need."
Like,
what year is this?
I'm like, no, it doesn't cost anything. In 2010.
What is happening? And she takes the phone.
And she's like,
no, she just says, I don't have anyone.
She says, I don't have anyone.
Yeah.
And he's like, no cousins, no aunts. And she's like, no, I don't have anyone. And I'm like, dude, do you have to like rub it in? It's fine.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't leave have anyone. She's like, and then did she then reveal, and my mom died when I was 7?
No.
She brings that up a couple of times though.
So she sleeps over. And she's already got command of the kitchen the next morning. She's making breakfast. She's making coffee. And she insults roommate. She's like, oh, I thought you were gay.
Well, no, she doesn't insult him. She has like a t-shirt that barely covers her ass. And she's making food and he's looking at her legs and her ass like, oh, damn, I'm going to get me some Aguilera up in this bitch. I'm going to have some eggs and Aguilera this morning.
I was going to say, is she making bacon and Aguilera?
I was going to say, we're having an Aguilera omelet this morning is what's going to happen here. And then
two eggs over Aguilera.
And then she asks about the picture. Who's this chick? Is this your sister? He's like, my fiance. And she's like, oh, damn, you're not gay? Because she was comfortable to just walk around in this T-shirt with her legs hanging out.
To Photoshop Christina Aguilera.
Aguilera.
Where she's an egg.
I would love that. Belting out a tune.
Stop singing. We might have to pay for it. Okay. She packs her stuff and she goes out. So it's pouring. Okay. So she's like, I don't want to, you know.
Still a glow on her head, though.
I don't want to harsh your vibe here, man. So I'm going to get out of here. And she uses a newspaper to cover her head while it's pouring rain.
Pouring.
I'm like, you don't have anything else that you can, like, there's no umbrella.
It's like a fucking LA Weekly. She just grabs whatever.
She's just like, oh, okay. And then just drenched. What was your plan?
That was the plan. She was at the bus stop, just standing there.
She was just out in front of his weird apartment.
There was
building.
A bus stop. There was a metro sign right there. There's a stop, but he runs out and just
picks her up,
kidnaps her
because he's like, "No, you stay at my apartment for a couple of days."
Yeah, here.
Anyway,
bitch.
Like we said,
well, that's a little too much, right?
Julianne Hough is pregnant, and now I know for sure this is not a twin movie because now I'm like, okay,
Both get pregnant if one's pregnant?
We don't, like, I was like, okay,
she's pregnant, but the other can feel the kicks.
I thought that they were going to move in with each other, like, not move in with each other, but, like, they were going to meet each other at the burlesque show and then be like, we're twins, oh my God, but
awesome.
It's not, because I was like, okay, one of them's going to be, like, brown-haired Christina Aguilera, and the other one's going to be yellow-haired Christina Aguilera, and here we go.
It's not that
and
deep.
And then it wasn't, it was Julianne Hough, and she's in real big trouble, see? She's pregnant.
She's in trouble. See, we got to get Jerry Orbach in to fix her up.
She doesn't know if the man is going to accept her for being pregnant unless her belly covers the TV. I was like, what?
He won't. She literally said,
like, are you going to tell Damon? And she's like, he won't even notice until my belly covers the TV.
Until it's big enough to block the TV. And it's like, what year is this? What can I ask? I just want to stop the movie like 12 times and go, excuse me, actor what year is this? Cher, do you know what year it is? No, you don't know what year it is because you still think it's 1972. So I don't know what's happening.
You know what Cher would say? If I could turn back time. Okay, anyway. So miraculously, we are having tryouts for burlesque. I think because Julianne Hough or Hugh or whatever the hell is pregnant.
Yeah, they gotta have a replacement.
So Christina Aguilera just like, again, takes some real creative. She just tells the music guy to play music and then she just holds her own private audition.
Yeah.
She just starts dancing and whatever. And Cher's kind of mad but still entertains it. And Stanley Tucci,
she likes her brassiness. She's like, she's got
she
balls.
She likes her moxie Christina goes, hey, I'm talking to you.
Hey, and then I'm talking to you. She puts like a New York accent
Stanley
on for a minute.
Tucci,
like,
Stanley
me?
Tucci goes, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not the time for oh shit, my man.
Poor Stanley.
But let me tell you something.
You
if Christina
bastard.
Aguilera is from Iowa, she's not that brass. She's going to be like, Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's always, there's no development.
That's okay, Cher. I understand. Okay. I don't know any of the dances and I will learn.
Every movie has a learning curve. Someone does something and they can't do it yet, so they have to work a way to overcome it.
But
she just meets every challenge along the way, no problem. Yeah. It's like, there's no...
I'm taking my money. I'm going to LA. I'm going to work at this. I'm going to waitress this.
There's no obstacles along the way. Yeah. None. There's
fucking
like...
Fucking icon.
Even that like mean girl, it's not really an obstacle because she drinks herself out of the show and then she gets put in it. So it's not even like she had to like overcome her. She didn't have to do anything. Cher was like, yeah, don't worry about her. You're in now.
Yeah.
There's no sticking ever. It's just all smooth sailing for old Christina.
So as we're watching her, because she says, what was the dance that she wanted her to do?
I don't know.
Wagon wheel Watusi.
Yeah.
Okay. So she wants, Cher wants her to do a wagon wheel Watuchi or Watusi or whatever the hell it is. I don't know dances. And as Christina Aguilera is
50s, 60s horseshit.
As she's doing this dance, I find myself asking, is she doing well or is she doing poorly?
Yeah. It's like watching American Idol tryouts. When I'd see those, I go, I don't know if this is good or not.
That's how much I don't know about dance. So she could be doing well, but I'm not sure.
I have no clue. Yeah. Like American Idol tryouts. I used to do the same thing.
It looks like better than what I can do because I do not know how to dance. My dance turns into variations of exercises. Squat jumps, jumping jacks. It's great.
I don't know what Cher's going to say at the end. Like, pathetic. Yeah. You know, that's what I expect, but I don't know if they're going to be blown away.
She doesn't shut the fuck up ever, Christina Aguilera, because Cher's like, you messed up that whole second half and blah, blah, blah. She's like, I know I can do it. I know I can do it because I believe in myself and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, dude. Like,
yeah, she gave
up.
A real.
Like, stop. Like, she's like, she keeps, then now she's hired.
She gave a real, you know, an ant can't move a rubber tree plant fucking speech. She's gonna do it, you know.
Okay.
This movie at one. This is the point in the movie where I actually wrote, "quote I can't write any more words. I forgot English because my fucking brain was broke. I actually wrote that on the paper."
Okay.
And that it made me understand the appeal of hard drugs. Because maybe you have suffered the pain of this movie.
So Kristen Bell is not anywhere near, like, there is a scene here where she's trying really hard to be, like, an evil Gina Gershon character. And I was just like, you know, we already have Gina Gershon, so, like, you don't need, you know.
Kristen Bell, I can understand
the appeal to want to get your Gershon, but you're not going to do it.
No, well, she was, Gina Gershon, too, has, like, a... I don't know. She has a different gear she can shift into where she's like, you know, she can go like, whereas Kristen Bell, I don't get that from
her. She's too cute.
You're always like, is she 14 or 30? I can't tell. Like,
but that's good.
Always.
That's her genetics, man. That's
But that's not a, like an evil character.
Yeah.
You know,
someone
who may possibly be a sophomore isn't really the most formidable, like Bond villain going out there.
Christina is excited because she is a burlesque dancer and she's like practicing all these burlesque moves in the streets of LA. And we're somehow supposed to think that this is like strange. I'm like, oh, please. Like, that's the weirdest thing that's happening in LA, like, don't even act like that's anywhere near remotely
weird. There's such weird shit going on in LA. You have no clue.
And on Christina's first night of being a dancer, everybody wants to go get pizza, and they didn't like act like they were averse to her joining, but they just packed up all their stuff, and Christina was just a little bit slower than them, so she's like, "Oh, I guess they left without me."
The one girl's like, "Who wants pizza?" And like Christina,
and
they
all were like, "Oh yeah, cool, pizza sounds
great." Her too, like, "All right, cool." And then they were like, "All right," and they started walking down.
But they weren't like, oh, hurry, everybody's got to get their stuff.
And
like,
she got up with all her stuff she could still see them on the stairs. It's like, so take a few quick steps and catch up if you want to hang out with the group.
Yep.
What are you doing?
So Cher comes out and she's like, you know, where did everybody go? And she goes, oh, they went to get pizza, but I decided I wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but Cher didn't know. And now you're just making it weird. Nobody asked. Nobody was like, oh, did they not invite you to pizza? They were just like, hey, where did everybody go?
Yeah, Cher wouldn't care.
And so Cher teaches Christina Aguilera how to do her makeup.
How to do her makeup.
Nice.
Why? Why does she need to teach her? Why can't Christina Aguilera do it herself?
Her mom died when she was 7.
2 weeks after her 7th birthday, to be exact.
Yeah, this was me and my mom on my 7th birthday.
On my 7th birthday.
A couple weeks later, she died.
She died. Never taught me makeup. So anyway, could you teach me makeup?
Well, what a weird question, because Cher was like, didn't you ever watch your mom do her makeup? And yeah. She's like, no, my mom died.
No, my mom was dead, so someone else did her makeup that one time, and then I don't know about it the other times. I'm not sure what happened.
The man told me he was fixing her.
I don't know what happened there. So,
all right, so Christina Aguilera is just a really bad roommate.
Oh, she's the worst.
She's got her bras and thongs everywhere. Oh, she's a dick. And all this stuff, she's taking over the place. I have a question.
What?
Does Natalie exist, Fall Out Boy's a girlfriend or fiance? Or
it could just
I don't
think
she exists.
It's like Snuffleupagnatalie. Snuffleupagnatalie, I guess.
I think she doesn't exist.
Maybe
I think
not.
I think she's catfishing him. I'm in a play in Broadway that's extended for a couple more months.
Yeah, she originally, I guess she lived with him there in that apartment, and then now she's in Broadway. And over this whole thing, he says 3 more months and then 3 more months. Once again, Cher has till the end of the month to make this balloon payment. Yet time is passing, babies are born, relationships are crumbling, Broadway shows are closing and new ones are opening. It's like fucking things are crazy. They come up with all new routines. I don't get it.
Yeah, and so somehow Christina Aguilera negotiates with him because his fiance's play has been extended.
Yes.
So she negotiates somehow for the bedroom. I don't know how this happened.
Because he needs her to pay the rent, and he says, look, $600 plus utilities, and he needs her to pay that, and she says, well, fine, I'll do it, but I'm taking the bedroom. So either that or I'll take off on my own, get my own place, and you can have a bedroom.
Well, that was what was dumb, is that he was like, how's that apartment search going? She's like, oh, because she's looking in the fucking newspaper for it.
Like a computer.
He doesn't have a computer.
Oh, here's one, West Hollywood. Who looks at the newspaper for a goddamn apartment? Is she 96 years old?
And also,
how old is Christina Aguilera?
Why doesn't this guy have a computer? He has this like...
I just cracked the code.
You cracked Christina Aguilera?
Okay, this movie isn't about... This movie has a deeper baby. This is a time travel movie.
No,
okay?
It's not.
Christina Aguilera is from the past.
No.
Burlesque 2 would have explained all of this. In Burlesque 2, we find out that Christina Aguilera is actually a 1920s dancer who was hit in the head and suffers some sort of...
Oh, and then she was cryogenically frozen?
Frozen to see what it was because she was, they said, oh, look, she's so talented. We need to freeze her for her beautiful singing. So they put her in and then they shipped her to the future. And here she is.
And then she gets uncryogenically frozen, then she goes, like, that's the way that you can tell her she's alive. And she's like,
that's the thing. They're like, what? Is she okay? And they said,
it is alive.
Oh, there she is. And that's what ends up happening. And that's why she's like, hey, you got a newspaper, see? And they're like, I guess give her a newspaper.
So it's 2010, okay? So she's looking at newspapers, but also it's 2010. And we need to remind ourselves this because Cher needs to get a lot of money for the balloon payment on this club.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she's going to lose the club. She's going to default on the loan.
Oh, can't
but
have
she
that.
Doesn't ever bring up anything about marketing. I
Never.
Don't give a shit
Never.
If she cuts employees.
Nope.
I don't care. We all know Cher is a woman of the people. Sounds
nope.
good.
Marketing.
But she's
never
not
of.
Like, I know what we'll do. We're on the Sunset Strip. We're going to market it. We're going to do this. We're going to get a Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's 2010.
She literally
she's
just thinks
like, we'll just close our eyes and
in her,
everybody wants to come see this.
In this world, if you put on a good show one night, from then on, packed. Oh my God, explodes.
It reminded me of this comedy club that opened out here that
it's
I
like
was
the
helping.
Coronavirus this club is. If only a room full of people have it, we can spread it to the whole city.
Yeah.
That's how they're doing.
No, it was like this comedy club that I used to work at out here, and we would have to...
Oh boy.
We would have to shut down every weekend because there was no tickets. And so they're like, well, we can't have
no
the
tickets
performing.
Sold.
No
not
tickets
no tickets
sold.
To
yeah,
sell.
No tickets sold. So they were like, well, we can't put these people on for a crowd of like 6 people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pointless to
it's
keep
it's pointless
a,
to do that.
There's more
and
employees
and they would be
people.
So confused as to why nobody was buying tickets and they would just keep saying the name over and over again and I'm like
of
it
the
doesn't
club,
matter
yeah.
It doesn't matter if nobody knows that you're here.
Yeah, you could
so
be
if you
anything.
Aren't here like,
yeah.
Put up billboards, put up whatever, you can literally sit there and go, how come nobody's fucking doing this? But if nobody knows that you're there, like Coke and Pepsi, that's why they still do ads, because nobody's gonna drink it if they don't know that you're fucking there.
This place just has a shitty sign that says burlesque and lights outside the fucking door. That's it.
And
that's
it's
the whole
not
place
like yeah it's whatever. But that was my other question. Is burlesque that fucking popular
no
in
that's
LA?
What I mean. Who is this for? for? Who is this for? It's not for anybody. At one point, she says, this show's great. I can start charging $50 a ticket. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
You could see like a famous person for $50 a ticket. This is insane.
But Kristen Bell is apparently a drunk, all right? So Cher has had enough of it, and she says, okay, you don't even bother singing this song.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out. Christina Aguilera, you're taking over her part. And
you're so drunk, even Dax Shepard's not allowed in anymore.
But the dumb thing is that she's not even that drunk. She's not falling over herself.
Not seem
she's
drunk
not
at
like
all.
On any binges. She just like
it was
just,
her first drink.
Again, it seems like it's 1946 because it's like, you're drunk. Like, you know, like
she's a lush, this one.
She's a lush. She had two Cosmopolitans.
Push her in the river, see? That'll teach her a lesson.
Anyway, so Kristen Bell is soups mad, she decides to be a saboteur, and so they're all lip syncing.
She really hides it well, too.
Yeah. She makes the sound guy go.
It's as subtle as the Inglourious Bastards fucking plot, basically, at the theater.
She was like, Tess needs you to go talk to her.
To the DJ.
Yeah, to the DJ. And he's like, I can't do that right now because I got to do this. And she's like, okay, like it's your funeral. And he's like, ugh. And he goes down there. And then when Christina Aguilera's part is up, Kristen Bell just like yanks the fucking aux cords out. And then the music cuts out. So then they start putting the curtains down.
Aguilera, show's over, man.
Thinks on her feet. And again, she's a pushy broad, which I like that.
Oh, yeah.
So she just starts singing.
They're like, holy shit. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Put the curtains back up.
Holy shit. The crowds.
I'm surprised they didn't have like people going out of the bar like in Whoville. Like, you guys, she's here.
There's a guy.
An angel is here. She's in here and she's singing. Get in here right now. Or like you just hear it. Like you go to a shot like above the club and outside of it. And people are like, huh? What is that beautiful singing?
People are like, open the door so it wafts out like a pie in a cartoon. People are like clutching their chests in there like, I've never heard anything.
Yeah.
It's a woman singing.
Anyway, Kristen Bell's plan backfired. Needless to say.
Oh, man.
Which is, foiled.
Cher takes the entire progress of her club that she's had for years and years and decades and says, I'm changing it all
based on
that one performance.
Yeah.
Everything.
Still no marketing, but we're going to do a new show. We're going to retool the show. Hopefully more people will come here. We'll charge $50 a head.
And we can charge $50 a head even though no one knows this exists and she's not famous.
The only evidence Kristen Bell is a drunk is because the one sentence that she says is clearly one of us has underestimated the other one, which is probably the drunkest sentence I've ever heard.
That sounds pretty drunk, yeah.
One of us has probably underestimated the other one of us.
Yeah, yeah. If you said that to a cop, you'd be blowing into a tube in about 10 seconds flat.
Clearly, Ossifer.
Step out of the car, please. That's enough.
No, I underestimated you.
Underestimated you.
Okay, so now everybody wants to invite Christina Aguilera to pizza. Like, they make it a point to be like, do you want to get food with us?
You coming too?
You have a great new talent. And then she's like, sure.
Sure. It's a total Reindeer Games, Rudolph moment where they're just like, come on, Rudy.
Yeah. And then she gets like a new hairdo. Like, I think it's a wig. Yeah, it's a wig.
So
and
add that like into there too. Glitter showgirls, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think. Her hair's a wig, though,
Christina,
isn't it?
Christina, the burlesque dancer.
Had a really shitty show.
All of the other dancers
were drunk and skanky hoes. That's right. They were mean to Christina. Didn't invite her to pizza.
Then one quiet burlesque show.
Jesus Christ.
Ex-Tina came to slay.
Oh, shit. Just laying it down.
Okay. So she asks Fall Out Boy bartender what he thinks about her bob haircut. And then randomly she just goes, Jack, we're just friends. It's not like we're brother and sister. I'm like, what?
Like, you can say I'm hot. That's what, because he was like, yeah, it looks all right. Like a brother would say to his sister.
Good. Yeah.
And then he goes, he's like, we sure aren't, as he looks at her ass as she walks away. So it's like, do you want to fuck her or not? And by the way, two scenes later, her hair is middle of her back again.
Yeah, well, because it's a wig.
Boom. What's a wig? The bob or the...
Yeah, the bob.
Okay. I didn't know if her regular hair is a wig the whole time.
Wait.
I don't know.
You're 100. What's a wig?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know what's real hair and what's not real hair on women
anymore.
Look
at the part.
I have no fucking idea what women are doing.
Look at the part.
No, look at the part. I'm a guy. I don't know what women are doing with their goddamn heads. Yes, but I just assume.
Look at the part. If it doesn't move, it's a wig.
I just assume women are showing me their real hair, and then I'm hearing most of the time they're not. That's all I'm saying. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to get a long flowing wig.
Old man shouts at hair.
I don't know what's happening.
Tell me about your hair. Is it what? Real?
What are you really? You growing out of somebody's head or what there? Where's your scalp?
Okay.
Christ.
Okay. I have to ask a question. All right. Shh,
fire away. Fire away.
Okay. So Julianne Hough is engaged and it's like... She's so excited about it. It's like her boyfriend came back from Korea. Like from
in the 40s.
And
yeah.
Was like,
Joe just got back from the Pacific and he gave me this ring. I'm glad those filthy Japs didn't get him. Like, that's what I thought she was going to say.
No,
some 40s ethnic slur or some shit. I don't know what was going on. It was crazy.
No, I hate that. Don't say that. Okay.
Not me. That's a 40s person saying
okay.
that.
My question is, this is why I think that Natalie is not real, okay, Fall Out Boy's fiance. Because how is she okay with the arrangement of Christina Aguilera, the super hot... She's got some cans on her. She's super hot, long blonde hair. And how is she okay with that arrangement? She's like, oh, cool. Totally have that girl sleep on your day bed out in the living room. That's awesome. I love that. That's why she's not real.
Yeah, no, not a real
anyway,
person. Yeah,
so Sergeant Styx comes back and he offers to drive Christina home because yeah. she can sing now. So she's...
Yeah.
Christina the burlesque dancer.
Yeah, now she's getting invited to all the reindeer
so now
games.
Now she gets to go to a party.
And he again kidnaps her by
he
taking her bag
her.
And says,
he
you want to see
her
bag?
Back. Yeah, and he's like, which is theft. And yeah. I was like, oh,
but
Styx,
he's like,
you know better
he's supposed
than this.
To be, in this world, he's handsome and charming and rich, so you're allowed to
well,
do that.
Well, yeah, because he just takes food from the party
yeah.
because he's, and he's like, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because if he sees something that he likes,
he just takes it.
Takes
and he
it.
Drives like a James Dean
Porsche. Does that mean
Dean
that he
Porsche?
Liked Christina's Porsche? Not Porsche purse?
I think so. Yeah. I'm taking this, Christina. Yeah. I like your
I like this purse.
I like your coach
it's
purse.
Mine.
And it's mine now. He drives okay. like a James Dean, like 50s Porsche, too, like
yeah.
a douchebag. He's
so anyway,
just a douche.
Okay. So he's got this, like, cool fucking house in Los Angeles. All right. He's got this great view, killer view. And here is where I learned about my favorite part of the entire movie. All right. So he's like, yeah, I paid for this view. She's like, you paid for the view.
Oh, yeah.
So then we learn about
the plot really comes together.
This is when we find out what the movie is truly about. OK, because it is. He
it really
says
is.
That he bought the air rights to over this mall.
Yeah.
And that this guy was running out of money who had this strip mall and he was going to do this, blah, 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 blah. So Sergeant Styx walks up to him and is like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the air above you.
Yeah. So you can't build up.
So you can't build up.
That way my view doesn't get messed up.
Yeah. And then somehow that helps. That alleviates this man's financial burden.
Because now he can save his place because he's not planning on building up anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, what this movie should have been about, I'm sorry about the air rights thing for 1 second, but not once. This is very like Dolly Parton in Rhinestone.
Yeah.
Not once is Christina Aguilera like, hey, you know what I'd like to do? Get like a record deal or like get on.
No,
like,
no,
in
no,
a
no,
thing.
No. She just wants to only be
She's
at the burlesque club.
In L.A., where she's never like, I'd like to be, you know, what Christina Aguilera is.
No,
like,
she's doing what she wants to do.
I should be a pop
Which is
star.
Why Britney Spears is better because
maybe
Britney
I'll try
Spears
out for American
like,
Idol
I'm
or some shit.
Sing I love rock and roll in a bar, and then I'm gonna have like a record deal.
This Christina Aguilera is doing all this. Never once considers like, hey, you know what? Maybe I can advance
no,
my career.
No, she does because later on in the movie, Sergeant Styx hooks
he
her
just
up with,
brings that guy there,
that Mayor Royce.
You never hear from him again. She's just working
no,
at the
yeah,
burlesque club.
Just, yeah.
She doesn't care. She would have been like, later, Cher, I got a deal. I'm out of here. Fuck this.
So, air rights.
Air rights.
I want to buy air. Okay, everybody. So that's going to come up again.
I'd just like everyone to know that the air above our home is for sale. So if you'd like to buy it, we will sell it to you.
We will sell it to you at a reasonable price.
Very, very good price.
Okay. I think that we have a new song here. So that means that we have retooled the show. We don't see any rehearsals. They're just great at it.
Okay.
I have a question here. Are we making
no problems?
Money? Are we making enough money to keep the club? How are we doing? What day are we on? What kind of pressure are we under? Are we seeing an influx of customers? What are we doing? What is our business plan? What is our strategy? What are we doing? How are we trying to... Do we have any competition on the block? What's across the street from us? What are we doing?
None of these questions are answered, by the way. No.
Well, we do answer it because we have that new song where she's spelling out the word express like they do, like Fergie Ferg does. Fergie from Blood.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. I was just...
Now we see Mayor Royce from The Wire. He's stunned. In this movie, and he is complimenting Christina on her skills.
Yeah, she's...
I think they're discussing like a record deal. I'm not really sure. Cause
he's like a producer.
All he's really doing is just saying like, you got some pipes.
You got some pipes on your girl. And she's like, she goes, oh, you produced Etta James.
And she's like, oh, do you think so? And then that's it.
Yeah, end of story.
So Cher doesn't like Sergeant Styx, but for no reason, because he doesn't seem to be evil.
Yeah.
He just wants to buy the club. He likes the club, like whatever. But he's not like... He's not like a 1940s villain where he's like, I'm going to buy the club and I'm going to turn it into a bank.
I'm going to turn it into a parking lot just to put you out of business in this filthy garbage you guys have. By the way, that guy produced Etta James. What is he, 150 years old? It's 2010. How old was he? He's supposed to be like 60 here. Was he 3 when he produced Etta James? When was the last fucking Etta James album that came out?
He had a knack for it.
Didn't she die in the goddamn 60s or some shit?
I don't know when she died.
The fuck was...
But
I'm
this
sorry.
Is 1946, okay. So it's fine.
That's true. Never mind. I apologize.
So we have another Cher's conditional solo. She's doing this very sad and powerful ballad.
It doesn't further the plot.
She's rehearsing it. We don't see it in full. We don't see it in full at all. She's just... This is...
You could have... Cut this from the movie 100%. Means nothing.
They're like, we need another 6 minutes. And she's like, no sweat.
She literally walks out and the DJ's like, hey, I got that track queued up for that thing you wanted to rehearse. And she's like, oh, I forgot all about it. He's like, we can do it tomorrow. And she's like, no, let's get it over with. And then she sits there and sings a song for 4 minutes and then it goes to the next scene. Mm-hmm. It means fucking nothing.
So Kristen Bell is upset with Cher. She's like, you fucking like Christina Aguilera more than me. And Cher's like, whatever, bye, bitch, you're drunk. And she was saying something about like that you eat Cheerios with tequila or tequila on your Cheerios.
Tequila on her Cheerios. Because Cher's trying to have like snappy lines and they're all just awful.
Again, like it's a 1940s movie. They're like, they got all these zingers.
Don't put any tequila on your Cheerios.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah. Anyway,
strange.
So Kristen Bell's obviously very upset. So she says that she slept with Cher's husband after the honeymoon. Cher's a bad bitch and she hits her car with a tire iron, which is fine.
Hits her window.
Hits her window,
side window.
There. She just like the girl, like Kristen Bell's driving, just Cher just perfectly like and like shatters the window.
That.
Yeah, take that, bitch.
Boom.
So Christina comes home late and Fallout Boy is in the bed because he's like, he's decided that because she's not home and not using the bed, that he can use it.
He's taking it back.
And he's like, well, you're not, he's like, somebody deserves to be sleeping in that bed and like, blah, blah. And it's like, but like, he made it really weird and dramatic. And I'm like, bro, like, let's take it down a notch.
Yeah, it's just like, hey.
We're roommates. I'm paying half the rent. I don't have to be here.
No. But he's like, you wanted the bedroom so bad.
Yeah.
No, well, I get it.
Julianne Hough got married. So this is, I wrote this down because I wanted to make sure that I was still paying attention to how much time has lapsed.
Yeah, it was hard not to. I checked it a lot.
Wasn't it only like, it was at least 60 days before that balloon payment was due.
They said at the end of the month, in the beginning of the movie. Like literally,
oh,
she's
I thought
like,
it was, oh, it was, no, it was 2 months of mortgage. Cause like, that's what it was. Cause remember she like had to pay the 2 months of mortgage and the balloon payment.
Yeah, by the end of this month.
Yeah, that's where I got the 2 months thing. Okay,
it was like,
okay,
it's over, and it's not over. It just goes on for pregnancies.
So,
and
Julianne Hough got married. Fall Out Boy's fiance calls him, and they're fighting because she doesn't exist. And he's like, how come you don't ever come?
Why don't you exist? Why aren't you alive?
Yeah, you're not my imaginary friend anymore.
That's so weird. So weird.
So he's like, I just might be looking at my future right now while looking at Christina because whatever.
Like that made sense to the woman on the phone.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
There's no
friction. There's no anything.
Yeah.
Now Christina and Fall Out Boy get drunk at the bar and like it's clearly water in the shot glass because Christina takes the shot of it and then she's like, oh, oops, I should probably
I need to act.
Oh, yuck. That's so alcohol.
We haven't even touched on how terrible of a fucking actress Christina Christina Aguilera is.
How dare you? She did pretty good.
She is terrible. They give her as few lines as you could possibly have being the lead of a movie, yep. Number one. And number two, everything she does, all of her motions are exactly like you act in a music video.
Yeah.
Everything. When she's standing outside with that newspaper and she's like blinking and look, it's exactly what people do in music videos.
Yeah.
Like you can hear music playing in the background. Yeah. It's ridiculous. She's a terrible actress.
Yeah.
It's awful. She's a music video actress.
So
that's why you don't put people like that in movies.
Christina Aguilera and Fall Out Boy are super drunk and they're at back at the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And this is when we get some adult time happening. He like puts these pajamas on and he walks through the, you know, the living room where she's sleeping to go get water or no, to lock the door. And then he takes his shirt off and then he goes and walks back through to lock the door. And then he takes his pants off. And I was like,
naked as shit.
This is aggressive.
Naked as shit.
This is fucking aggressive.
Literally, Louis C.K. his career is over for less than this man did in this one, probably in this evening.
Because then he grabs a box of Famous Amos and he's like, you want a cookie?
And he's like
laughing. And I'm like, this is not good.
His dick was 8 inches from her face. That's what I mean. Like, he walked right up to
her. Maybe in her, maybe in his underwear he could be, but not nude.
Nude, with there was a cookie thing between it, but she could smell his balls from there. Like, I'm sorry, you don't do that shit. That's way too aggressive. And not that Louis didn't do anything wrong, because he did plenty wrong. I was just saying, this is super aggressive.
No, this is super aggressive.
Totally nude.
He
8 inches.
Say, hey, is it cool if I get nude
in
right
ball
now?
Smell range too. Yeah. It was bad stuff. So,
and there was not like, hey, can't wait to get back to the house and like we've been nude around each other before.
Yeah, no. This was
It's like, this is seemingly the first time, and this was like,
and her
that
reaction was,
a risk.
Was like hilarious.
Well, she's like covering her face. Well, she's drunk. Who
but
cares?
Looking through the thing too. And
but I mean, like, I get it. It's fine. But I was just like, it's not like you guys have. There's no built up tension of like we want to see each other nude, or I've seen that person nude.
Yeah,
that's what he does. Like, he walks around the house nude. No,
and then they laugh that off. He walks
By the way,
in the
nude
room.
Nude is so much funnier than naked.
He walks in there, closes the door, then reopens the door, and he's got his pants back on again, and he's like laughing still, and they're goofing around. Hey, you know, that's funny. And then he closes the door. 3 seconds goes by. He opens the door, and now he's missed. He looks. He's got this complete different look in his eye, and he's like Mr. Sexy, and then she's like, yeah. Then it's just like, we're fucking now. What is going on in this movie? You just close the door, open it again, and now it's sexy time? What is happening? What is happening in this movie?
We're fucking now.
That's what it was. Time to get fucking.
Here we go.
It was so weird.
I'm upset. Instead of cookies, I wanted him to ask if she wanted some veggie nudité.
Some veggie nudité platter. Oh god.
Oh no.
My brain hurts, man. This movie is just too much. We have to get this wrapped up. It's just too much, man.
Veggie nudité. Okay. So
god damn it.
Are they still at that wedding?
No, they're home. That's after the wedding. They get drunk,
but
come
where
home
did
fucking.
Tucci meet the DJ?
I was at the wedding.
Oh, they were the best couple.
Yeah, and he
in
meets
this whole
yeah,
movie.
Tucci.
Mark,
yeah.
Mark,
the only
and
couple
Tucci.
You root for.
Yeah, I was very happy when I was like, "Yay, Tucci needs happiness. Yeah. He deserves happiness."
Tucci
and that's
bangs
happy
a DJ,
Mark.
Or that's
yeah. So then, I guess something happened. We might have fast forwarded through.
We start. This is
I
the
think
point.
We missed
okay.
The break.
Wait. Full
anytime,
disclosure.
Anytime there was a musical number, we fast forwarded.
Full disclosure, about an hour 15 into the movie, I said to Sarah, okay, these, normally in a movie when there's a musical number, there's things happening along with the musical number, you know, like there'll be a cut from her on stage to like things happening off stage and stuff. That's not what happens in this movie at all. In this movie,
the songs never further the plot.
It's just a fucking musical number that they show the whole time. And that's it. So it doesn't further the plot. There's not lyrics that give away like how a character's feeling. It's just a thing.
We missed a fight.
So we decided to start fast forwarding through songs.
We missed a fight.
We started, made a deal like, okay, these songs aren't important to see. Let's fast forward through them. And we fast forwarded through like 30 seconds and missed a major plot point.
So apparently,
and we weren't going back for it.
We missed the fight.
No, it wasn't happening.
Fall Out Boy and Christina Aguilera fought. I think it was because Natalie was upset.
Yeah,
and
some
was gonna
shit.
Move back or something like that. And so he kicked her out. I don't know. I don't know.
No, but she got mad and left.
We missed it, but it gets brought up later because he's like, I'm sorry I did that. Okay, anyway, yeah. I'm spoiling the movie. It's good.
It's rotten to the core.
So now apparently there's a sense of urgency. 2 days until somebody takes the club.
Oh, now all of a sudden, yeah.
And she's like, I don't have enough money for this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do a car wash. Baked goods.
Something.
Do a burlesque baked goods.
It's over, man.
Make weird funny. The kids will be like, hey, I want those cookies.
She said we'd have to sell out Dodger Stadium 50 times over to make this balloon
that
payment.
That sucks.
That sounds terrible.
At 50
yeah,
bucks a head and you still can't do it? Wow, the overhead. Start cutting some employees. I know that you're a woman of the people, Cher, but honestly...
There was like 30 people putting the chairs on the tables at the end of the night.
That's
I think you could lose a couple of those people possibly.
So now we're in
all in Clockwork Orange uniforms too. Yeah. You had to pay for those. Someone did.
Well, so I think that she should have done the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
So bake sale and car wash.
I like it.
Because you got to split up the teams because she has enough people to operate both.
She could operate anything.
So since Christina is mad at... Fallout Boy.
Sure.
She goes over to Sergeant Stick's house again in his giant abode. And if I'm being honest, if Christina is smart, she will negotiate for this house like she negotiated for the bedroom at
I'll take this house.
Yes, and then that way her and Fallout Boy can move in there. And then she can tell him about air rights. All right. Sergeant Styx wants to buy the club. He tells her, like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And he's going to turn it into something actually lucrative.
He's going to turn it into a 20-story high condo building.
No good.
With a crazy view, because that'll be the best view now.
But what I don't understand is, so Christina's super upset, and she runs, and she goes, and she tells Cher. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like, I've never once thought that this man was evil. It just seemed like he just liked burlesque dancing, and then also wanted to buy that club, and fucking...
And he even says to Christina, hey, look, I'm not the bad guy, it's just business. And she says, what? What's her line to him?
Oh, I
sums it up.
I don't know.
No, she says, no, you're not a bad guy. You're just the wrong guy.
Yeah.
For me, goddammit. She basically says, no, you're a decent guy who's just making a normal business transaction that anybody else would do.
That
but for
upsets me.
I want a man who values burlesque over his financial portfolio.
Vegetable,
that's what I want.
Nudité. Is what I'm interested in.
Other than that, nothing.
My man. Okay, so Christina runs and she goes and she tells Cher, but the thing is that there's no friction. She's like, Tess, I came here to tell you Marcus is going to build a skyscraper, you know, whatever. And then Cher's like, not like, I told you so. Like, I never felt anything from this.
Cher never. And Cher, she has an Academy fucking award. Or no, she was nominated for an Academy Award. I don't think she won for Moonstruck, but she was nominated at least for Best Supporting Actor for Moonstruck. So she has done good work in the past, and this isn't part of it.
But also, this is Los Angeles. Who gives a shit if it's a skyscraper?
Yeah.
1946. That's why I think this is an old-timey movie.
That's the other thing,
they're going to build a skyscraper.
They're going to ruin the view. You're going to ruin the view of the hills, see?
Anyway.
That's where the stars live.
Now, here we go. Here's where it comes back to help us.
That Roman Polanski just bought a place up the hill.
Are you ready for this, James?
That's the 60s, but yeah, let's do it.
Christina Aguilera.
Light bulb.
Is upset. Mm-hmm. Because a skyscraper will be built.
What does she see that cues her?
But what does she say to Cher? What does she prepare her for?
Well, she sees the sign that says what?
You need to buy the air rights.
Well, she says she sees the sign up in the place that reiterates what Alan Cumming said. And it says the best view of the on sunset or whatever. And she went, oh, the view, air rights, click, and then boom.
So she explains to Cher what air rights are.
Yeah.
And so Cher goes.
Cher goes, that sounds made up. Is that made up? And she goes,
no,
for real.
Made up. And so Cher goes to somebody else
across the street
who wanted to buy the club and said, buy my air rights.
Well, this guy has a condo building across.
Buy the air rights to help with my balloon.
That's what it was. The air rights to pump up my balloon. But the guy, this guy owned a condo building across the street that was selling condos for over $1 million a piece based on the premise that they had the greatest view. And they're saying that this guy is planning, he's going to build a 20-story high skyscraper right in front of your view.
Yep.
And you're going to have a view of his fucking building and making your shit worthless unless you buy my air rights so I can stay in business. Otherwise, I'll sell to 20-story skyscraper
guy. And I don't give a shit about anything in this world, especially not burlesque. I only care about air rights. I want air rights for birthday.
Okay, you got it. That's what you're getting.
I want air rights.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kristen Bell's back. She didn't. She says that she didn't really sleep with Vince because it's 1946, and she just wanted to hurt her feelings. And then I thought it would have been funny if she was like, "But I would like you to pay for my window that you broke.
You did break my window.
And so if you don't have the money for it, you can buy the air rights around my car."
The air rights right around the hood space is already taken, but my trunk space air rights are open.
Stanley Tucci is the best movie in the best movie. Character in every movie.
Broke
that
you
in.
Too, huh?
No, this one only empowered me.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci is the best character in any movie that he's in, but in this movie,
he's good.
He was really good because he always focused on what mattered.
Yeah.
I need hot glue for this. I need you to make this costume. Yeah. I need you to write this song. I need you to do this. And then, you know, how much money do you have so that we can stay here? Like, you know, he's always keeping everybody tethered.
The tooch tether. He'll tooch tether. That's right.
All right. So Kristen Bell and Christina are friends now for some reason. No idea.
No problem. We didn't fast forward
through that. They exchange
a glance in the mirror and they smile at each other. They're just pals. No reconstructive moment.
Not at all. And then it's almost as if we need to wrap up the movie. Fall Out Boy is back and he says, "I never should have let you walk out that door." This is when we surmised that a fight probably happened, that we missed it.
Yeah, they kind of got some context out of that. We're like, they had a fight.
How much time has lapsed in this movie? Why do we never know how much time has lapsed movie?
No time
frame.
What
is time?
The time stops and also speeds up at the same time during this movie.
Time is nothing but air rights.
It's nothing but air rights.
Okay?
It's nothing but air, everybody.
It's the air that we breathe. All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. My time rights.
Fall Out Boy, throughout this whole movie, is like a music. He's a composer. He's a songwriter. He's a something. I don't know.
But he never shows his song.
He's not ready yet. He's like, I finished the song. Yeah. And she's like, can I hear it? And he's like, no, it's not ready yet.
Not ready yet.
And it's like, oh, dumb. Like, even in Coyote Ugly, that guy...
Yeah, Crossroads had a similar...
That Australian guy was like, you know, he would like, you know, have all the cardboard cutouts of Patrick Swayze and everything. He'd turn the lights off and then she would sing, Leanne Rimes Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Yikes. Okay.
I can't wait to watch Coyote Ugly. John Goodman is in it, so I feel like that's a romantic comedy.
We're going to have to fight about that.
He's funny.
That's bad stuff.
All right. Anyway, so he finally finishes a song and she's like, can I hear it? And he's like, no, but you can sing it. And somehow he's able to, doesn't have a computer.
No. No, no. He literally just is like handing her like loose leaf paper.
It's not loose leaf. It's printed and it's got a burlesque letterhead on it.
Oh, that's right. That's with like music notes on it too. Yeah, it's like he's giving her like sheet music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like soulful vocal solo.
Burlesque.
Soulful vocal solo.
Yeah. And next,
ooh, that's fun. You should try it.
And then they cut to 10. They have letters that you would put that spell out burlesque on the stage.
Burlesque.
That are literally this. You would put them on Yankee Stadium
and
to be able
don't
to
have
see them
money.
From the highway. That's
they
how big they are.
They still need to pay their balloon payment, I think.
No, no. They get the guy gives them
the
500 grand.
The air rights.
She gives the guy, she gives her husband a check for five. Tess gives her husband a check for 500 grand to pay off the bank, and then they're all good. Everything is great now.
So I think this movie lapsed 18 months, or at least that's what it felt like.
Yeah. It had to be at least 18 months, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Thank God.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Let's
do it. For the Heigl-meter.
Oh, are we going right away?
We're just going to go into the Heigl-meter.
Let's do it. To the Heigl-meter.
All right, the Heigl-meter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies, our experience, our lives.
Oh my
on
God.
A scale of 1 to 5 Heigls, 1 Heigl being pretty good, and five Heigl's being...
One Heigl being the tolerable. Least punishing of our genres.
Five Heigl's being the most punishing, worst movie that you've ever seen in your entire life. Yeah. James, I went first last week.
It's my turn to go first? Yes. Okay, I give this movie... I had to think about this one.
Okay.
I give this movie infinite Heigl's. Right. I give this movie as many Heigl's as there are stars in the sky, grains of sand on every beach in the world, and surgical procedures done on Cher's entire body. That's how many fucking Heigl's I give this. So many that if you were full of them, your body would explode into little sparkly pieces that spell out burlesque.
Glitter.
Fuck this movie. Double fucking middle finger right up its fucking ass. I hate it so much.
Okay.
How about you?
Well.
What do you got?
Since I have a new obsession with air rights, according to the Department of City Planning, Manhattan air rights average about $225 per square foot citywide.
Wow.
Okay. But if we're putting this into perspective, okay. The national housing average price per square foot is $64.44.
Yeah, who cares about
it? Okay.
No one wants air rights in middle Oklahoma.
I'm going to go by average, okay?
I'm going to buy a lot of air.
64.44 times 119 minutes, because this movie is an hour 59.
Okay, okay.
Okay. 7,668 Heigl's.
Okay. It's a good amount of Heigl's.
Yes. I wanted to go by air rights because I wanted you guys to understand how important air rights are to me.
Wow. That's impressive. I your formula.
Thank you. I know my air rights.
Whoa, my goodness. So that's the Heigl meter there.
That's the Heigl meter,
this movie,
everybody.
Clearly is
the Heigl meter never has to make sense. Sometimes we follow it. Sometimes we do one to five. Sometimes, you know,
Most of the time,
I will say that we do that. And then sometimes, you know, we are allowed to have such things as infinite, and we are allowed to have such things as an equation of air rights.
This movie broke my brain, so it gets as many
it's
as I can
fine.
Give it.
It's great.
Bad stuff.
It's going great, everybody.
Oh,
it's great.
My God. So that is
burlesque. Everybody. And, sorry that our brains are broken.
Wow, it was bad stuff. Well, what can they do if they like the show, though? That's
if
what we
you
need
like
to
the show.
Tell them.
You can. Please rate, review on iTunes. The purple, not iTunes. I guess it's Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts now.
The purple icon. Let us know how you're doing. Five stars would be wonderful. Let us know how you're doing, what you're feeling. Just that kind of
anything,
stuff.
Anything. What you had for lunch.
Yeah, what you had for lunch. It's great.
Your hopes,
talk about
your dreams,
it.
Your desires. What your burlesque song would be.
Yeah.
Whatever you got.
Yeah. You can also follow us on social media. We are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You Got Heigl'd. YOUGOTHEIGLD. We also have a patreon.com/YouGotHeigl'd. And our PayPal is YouGotHeigl'd@gmail.com. We are going to be doing some bonus episodes.
Yes,
James and I were talking about what we wanted to do. We're going to do some...
A couple of different ideas.
Yeah, we've got
around.
A couple of different ideas that we're kicking around. All of it will be movie-centric, romantic movie-centric, romantic TV show-centric.
Shit
anything
like that.
Anything
that
involves that sort of stuff that we can probably love after lockup. It's not a big deal. Don't even worry about it.
Things like that. We have some 90 Day Fiance we'd like to talk about.
Exactly. And you can find me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, @SarahHIsFunny. I have two books on Amazon right now. They are Small Potatoes. You can look them up, Small Potatoes on Amazon. And it's not the kiddie book. It's the one that has like a cartoon picture of me on it. I think that's it.
I think
that's all the shit I have.
Plugs. Yeah. You can find me @JimmyPIsFunny or just copy and paste my last name from any kind of show description you want there. You can find me every Tuesday and every Thursday on Crime and Sports. And then Thursday it's on the Small Town Murder podcast that I host. So check that out. Go to shutupandgivememurder.com for all your stuff like that. If you want to find out
and buy
get tickets
all the,
to live shows
the
and
merch
merchandise
and stuff like that. And, you know, do all that stuff. Cause I make all of those designs and,
absolutely.
Please.
It's good stuff. So do that. And
a couple of shout outs because we have some Patreon
these,
people.
Yeah,
from
shout
us.
Them out. Hit them up.
We have Captain Surly. A
Thank
lot of these
you.
People are from Crime and Sports and Small Town Murder fam. So we love you guys so
Thank
much.
Thank you guys. You guys are so cool.
We have Christine. I think it's Infanger. I don't know. I'm just going to pull a Jimmy right there.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I've never, like I said, never heard it out loud, only have seen it written down.
How's that G spell? How's that G sound?
What's but Christine is lives in Illinois, and she's been to a bunch of our shows. So
awesome.
She's been to a bunch of our Chicago shows and all of that stuff. And Kevin Bartlett, Leslie Barrowman, Liz Vasquez, Lonnie Hall, Megan Gandy,
you guys are the best.
Melissa Katusak, And our girl TJ Mack.
Thank you.
Our little girl TJ. Yeah, we love TJ. Her.
We love TJ. We love everybody.
We love everybody.
On that list,
we love Lonnie. We love Megan. We love Melissa.
We're read the list again. We love all those people.
We
thank
just
you.
Love all of you. You're That's all right. broads. And thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this week.
Yeah, thank you guys
and
so much.
And we are going to go, I don't even know. Stick our head in the toilet and flush for a second.
Yeah.
Try to get some fluid circulating.
I'm drink about a half gallon of bleach and see what happens.
No, we have to keep the bleach.
No, I'm
going to
drink it.
Sanitize.
Hopefully it'll wash
Hopefully
my brain.
Hopefully you guys are staying safe, staying clean. Follow my Instagram and Twitter if you guys want recipes for foods that you can make with staples. Like spuds, if you guys make a lot of potatoes and stuff. Listen, you don't have to make it weird.
It's good.
It's
All right.
good and good for you.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.